I talked to somebody else who had worked at the depot, so I guess when the depot came in, it must have been a great place for employment.
Yes, it was. It was a lot of people that worked there. It was full, and then the GIs that were all stationed out here, mm-hmm. you know, it was a busy, busy place. Yeah.
By the time it became there, were you a young adult that you went out more and stuff like that?
Well, no, because my mom even then would not.
Even then
us,
wouldn't.
No.
How did you manage to meet a husband?
Well, you know how I worked out there, and the GIs, there was tons of them, you know, and we sneaked out here and went lunch hours and you know stuff, and I sneak out of the house, you know, and boy, when I get home, I get it. No matter, I was even, because I didn't get married till after I was, when I was 20, I think I was. So I was, you know, old considering, you know. And my boy, she still gave me a whipping because I had gone out, and, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun, no matter which way you look at it, you know. And that's part of life.
Sure it is. Sure it is. When you were growing up, who do you remember being? You didn't go to the movies very much, and there wasn't really TV for a while. But who were your idols? You know, who were the people that you thought, wow?
I always thought of John Wayne as being the top dog, yeah. You know, and everything. And sometimes Clark Gable, not too much, but I really didn't have any, you know.
Yeah.
Preferences, you know. And if I got to go to a movie, I didn't care who was there as long as I could go to the movie.
Yeah. Did you have much music in your life? You didn't get to go to dances, but other than your cousins coming over, or I don't know that they were your cousins, but your godfather's children, did you have much music in your life?
Oh yeah, we always had records.
Yeah.
Always had an old record player, you know.
Yeah.
And we would dance at home, you know, nothing else. That's you know, what we would do, you know.
What are some of the songs you remember listening to?
Oh my goodness, there's so many, you know. Like, Rancho Grande, Cielito Lindo, Guadalajara. Oh, I could give you,
yeah.
You know, tons.
Do you
of
still
one.
Listen to those music?
Oh,
that
yes,
music,
I
do.
Yeah. Yes, I do. Especially when I'm by myself, you know what I do? I turn it on and my son, he loves the music, you know, standing there and I'll talk to him and sing. I don't know how to sing, but I sing.
Sure.
And cry and I get happy again and that's part. And he's been gone 23 years now, but it's sometimes it's just like yesterday.
Yeah,
you know.
Sure.
But basically, the community has come up, you know, and done a lot of good things, mm-hmm. you know. I just feel like it's we're not losing anything, you know, because the children are smarter. They like to learn, mm-hmm. you know, and I think we had fantastic teachers.
Do you remember your favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher. I had a lot of favorites. I like to go to school for my favorite teachers, but there I had several.
Yeah.
You know. But Miss Tennicott, she was meaner than peanut butter. Oh man, I tell you, when she told you to do something, you did it or that ruler would, you know. But she knew her business.
Yeah.
And Miss Johnson was another. All those teachers were all mean. You know, but they taught you.
Sure.
They wanted to teach you. They taught you, and you didn't forget. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. What was your favorite subject?
My favorite. I like to read. You know, literature.
Yeah.
I like to read anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an election judge, and I've been that for about 28 years. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just like to do see things. And, sure. You know. I went to my first ball game when
Mark McGuire?
When he made his first home run, the
wow.
first time I had ever gone to a baseball game.
Right.
And I got to go in one of those boxes. You know, my son-in-law, he had one of those, you know, he's got a good job. And he says, come on, he says, let's go to a ball game. I said, no. You know, he said, yeah, come on. But he never knew that I had never gone.
Yeah.
He had just, you know, invited me, my daughter, and his family, and we all went. And gosh, I couldn't believe that all this time we had listened to it on the radio, and this is what they were really doing, running like the devil. You know, it was so exciting, you know, and then when I told him, I said, gosh, Miles, I said, this is the first time I've been to a ball game. You're kidding me, he said.
Couple more questions I'd like to ask you. We talked about the way all the different ethnic groups have lived in Lincoln Place. When you were growing up, do you remember, did you share your cultures, or did you work really hard at keeping them separate and distinct?
No, it was all a together thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was all together. Everybody just kind of worked together because everybody was poor. You know, everybody shared.
So that was the one thing you all had in common.
Yeah, you know, like it, especially because we had a big family, a Valencia family. She had 16 children, you know. So this was a project, not actually a project, but this is a neighborly thing.
Sure.
That when the mom and dad drank a lot, you know, they didn't have nothing to eat. So we'd make piles of tortillas and beans and, you know, and rice. You know,
16 children.
Mm-hmm.
Were babies born at home?
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Did the doctor come there and deliver them, or did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was all, like I say, it was all a togetherness thing, which a lot of it is gone, like I say,
sure.
Because new people, new ways, new things.
Yeah.
You know.
When did you realize, or did you ever realize or think that Lincoln Place neighborhood was different than other parts of Granite City? When you went to school, did you think that everybody came from neighborhoods like this, or did you think this was a unique situation?
No, we were unique because we had a rivalry from West Granite.
Oh, is that right?
You know, and if the boys wanted to go with the girls from down here, there'd always have to be a fight before, you know, one of those things. But, and that was the only thing. And every place else, they were there, but as long as they didn't bother us, they were just there.
Yeah.
You know, so we didn't see seek them out, you know, to make trouble or anything like that, because they didn't live down here, so,
yeah.
You know.
So you all just kind of stayed down here and ignored them.
You know, just, well, we didn't, if they'd come down, that would be fine, you know, but we didn't actually go looking for trouble or anything like that.
Sure, sure.
You know.
Okay. Can you think of anything that I haven't asked? Or anything that you would like to tell me? I mean, I think we know that it's changed. Are there ways that it's changed for the better?
Oh, yeah. I think so. You know, well, mostly because there's more work, you know, and more schooling available for children, you know, like the scholarships. Anything like that, where nearly by the children would not be able to go. You know.
Sure.
But actually, that's really, like I say, I never had a very exciting life. I just had a comfortable life, even though I was poor. You know, it was nothing that, you know. Never had a vacation. Never gone anywhere. You know. Oh, I take that back. When my daughter lived in Texas, I went to Texas for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
First airplane ride. Other than that, I had never gone anywhere. I never had any desire, for one thing.
Sure.
You know, I always thought I didn't have the money, so why should I desire something I didn't have? Make myself miserable.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Did you get your first television after you were married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I take that back. It was after my middle sister got married because her husband bought my husband.
Is that right?
Television. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but it never bothered us that we didn't have one because we knew we couldn't afford it.
Yeah. How long did your mom have boarders? Did she have boarders forever, or did she finally stop having boarders?
Well, she had to stop because there again, that change. They found where they got married, you know, and mm-hmm. they moved in the neighborhood, but they moved, you know, and they just kind of just pulled away because they didn't need her as much as
didn't need to board out
yeah,
anymore,
you know.
Yeah.
And then the restaurants were becoming, and the taverns were serving food, and they could afford it because they were working.
Sure.
Things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well.